right. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us on the August 25th edition of Saturday AM Live. I have to say thank you for all the wonderful people in the, four states that I visited, Maryland, Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, even though I did drive through West Virginia and Tennessee as well. Wonderful, wonderful folks. I did learn a thing or two about the South that I had not known before, and that is they have a lot more fried stuff down there that you guys consume than we do. Fried chicken, fried okra, those things I knew about, but, you know, like fried ice cream and, you know, fried this, and then fried. Fried is where you take a chunk of dough and you throw it in the deep fat fryer. You know, up here we would put it in the oven and call that bread. But down there, they just can't get enough of that trans fat oil in the system to keep the heart, you know, pumping out a good sludge. So, anyways, a couple announcements before we jump in with Jackie, and that is, I need to let people know, if you are a Gold Wellness Consultant, or if your upline is a Gold Wellness Consultant, and they're not tapping in, an hour and a half after this call starts, every Saturday morning, I host a Gold Challenger call, and I've been doing it for several months now. We have a lot of fun. We got a small group of folks, and I know there's probably a few others out there that would love to pick up a few tips on, there's just certain things that at the gold level that aren't really applicable to other levels. And so if you're a gold or you know a gold that would want to know, same number, and just an hour and a half. It starts 8:30 West Coast time, so that's 11:30 on the East Coast. And if you're mountain, well, 9:30 in Central, of course, it's 10:30. You guys got the gist of it. And then a month from today, I think it's 4 weeks from today, on September 22nd is the date. Start gathering. Some of you have already received your osteodent. Start gathering the testimonies up. It was shared on, I believe it was Thursday, on the post-rhythm host call, that 2 weeks' time, you would start to see, Dr. Naidu shared that in 2 weeks' time, you would start to see results with the osteodent. So, with that being said, a lot of people, we already received ours. I'm going to start taking it today. I'm excited. I'm hoping that I can eliminate the knee clicking that I've had for the last 12, 15 years that I inherited from my mom's side of the family. But on 22nd of September, I want to gather up as many testimonies as we can and just rapid fire, get them out there and share that, because I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised at the results. And if you know people who suffer from diabetes, type 1 or type 2, this is a huge product to get them on. And there's some information that I've got right here on my desk that I'm going to try and get out to everybody. But some pretty amazing things as far as the release of the blood sugar level. Blood sugar in the body that gets regulated with the bones. Don't know how that works, but I got a two-page document set on my desk that I just printed off. Amazing stuff. So September 22nd, and then the September Success Tour. Everybody should have received an email about this. If you were at one of the Rhythm events, you picked up a flyer on it. If you're in the cities of, let's see here, if I can do it from memory right quick, Toronto, Tampa. Oh, I can't do it from memory right quick. Who am I missing, Jackie?
Chicago.
Chicago, of course. And then Rockville, Maryland. I have the notes on this.
That's Minneapolis.
And Minneapolis. Did we get them all?
Yep, got them.
Irvine, California on September 6th, Chicago the 8th, Toronto on the 11th, and if I'm going through this too fast, they're all posted online. Tampa on the 13th, Rockville, Maryland, which is just northwest of D.C., on the 15th, and Minneapolis on the 18th. And let me encourage you, and what that's going to be, if you're not in the know yet, Dr. Naidu, Dave Balzer, and Ann Bodak will be at all of those locations, plus all the other local leaders. Now, I know that the program may vary in event, you know, from site to site, but I know that in Rockville, Maryland, for example, on that Saturday morning, it's going to kick off at 9 o'clock, and from 9 to 10, they're doing a wellness preview. And at 10:30, they're going to start with the heavy hitters. The price is $20 for the one in Rockville. Again, it may vary from, you know, city to city. You bring two guests, the price for the wellness consultants is absolutely free. So I want to encourage you, especially if it's on a Saturday, a couple of those dates may line up on a Saturday. And if you have to drive 5-6 hours and get a hotel, this could be one of the most well spent $100 for a hotel, split the room with a couple guests, a couple people that have never been introduced. You know, make a fun, you know, make a ladies retreat out of it. I don't care. Whatever you have to do to get them there. But this could be one of the most influential events that you'll ever go to because of what they're going to deliver. And, you know, by then, they'll probably even have some more testimonies. And speaking of testimonies, regarding the osteodent, end of this month, September 1st, we should see online the link to Dr. Naidu's website with all of the clinical studies, the testimonies, the research and development that we've been told that should be available come September 1st. And then one last thing to note, that on September 1st as well, it's rumored that we should have back something we had before that was in a white and a green case, and it had a black spinning ball in there that spins really, really fast and threw a magnetic field in every direction. So you didn't hear exactly what it is for me. I'm just, you put this, you connect the dots, listen between the lines, but that should be coming back on September 1st. So be looking for that. We're hoping anyways. That's what we've been told. So enough with the announcement.
Hey, Vance, can I add one thing?
You can.
Well, thank you. If they can't get to the Success Tour locations, or even if they can and they want to see Dr. Naidu again, we are having him on Saturday, October 20th in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And it's going to be an all-day event with just he, and we're going to also do some business training. We're also going to do a preview.
Okay.
So it's going to be an exciting time. And
Saturday, October 20th in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So if you're anywhere near driving distance to Kalamazoo, that would be an event to get to. So, well, let's talk to Jackie Carter. Jackie, tell us about yourself. I don't think we've ever officially had you on the call all to yourself, or all to ourselves, all to somebody's self.
I've been all to myself my whole life. I don't know what's the problem here.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to hear that one.
Too many states, too much driving, 1,100 miles.
Too much fried food.
Yeah, 1,100 miles in a rental car in less than a week. But I'm back home, and it's good to be home sleeping in my own bed. With my own bed partner, my daughter told Stacy, she's like, last night, she said, Mommy, when Daddy gets home, you won't have to sleep with the big fat man anymore. I'm like, who's the big fat man? My wife, to make up the difference for my absence, piles up all the pillows on that side of the bed and kind of refers to that as a big fat man.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what the big fat man's name other than it's big fat man. So, Jackie Carter, let's get on track here.
Don't be calling me a fat man.
Everybody knows your picture, and hopefully they've taken the time to look in the Success From Home magazine. Near the end, your picture there with your daughter and your horse, I presume.
Yeah.
Now, we would really be limiting ourselves if we called you just, oh, Jackie's one of those horsey people. Because there's so much more in your background. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you were introduced to Nikan.
I spent 25-plus years in the corporate world, and I got a job right out of college, which is unlike today, so I was very blessed that way. I spent most of my time in the beginning of my career doing marketing and special events, and then was promoted to manage shopping centers that I was at. And then after that, shortly after that, I was promoted to a vice president of a whole bunch of stuff, and marketing, advertising, public relations, and all that sort of stuff. And I did real estate at the same time for the shopping centers, negotiated the leases, traveled to various cities, New York and around here there, to negotiate leases with tenants. And my responsibility was keep the shopping center filled, keep people coming into the center, and make sales happen.
Okay.
And so I was in a multi-use project, projects primarily, where you would have a hotel, restaurant, retail, office space. And so I loved that business. It's fun. I love to do events. I love marketing. And I'm good at all of those things, and I just didn't like what I saw happening in the corporate world, how they were treating people, and so I decided that even though I loved it, I started looking. The challenge for me was that I made a lot of money, and I had great benefits, so I didn't want to leave the area, which is in the Kalamazoo, Michigan area, because my mom and my dad were here, and at that time my father was still alive. He is not today, but I'm not a person to get up and just take off, and family is very important to me, and they were elderly, and so I've been taking care of my mom for more than 20 years now, and she doesn't live with me, but I'm responsible for her, and she lives in an assisted living, and my dad was failing in health at the beginning of that time. Plus, I had gotten married, and within a year, we had a child, and so that changed my whole outlook on everything. And I frankly just didn't want to be at work anymore. And in addition to all of that, I was heavily involved in the community. I was a member of the Chamber of Commerce in two different cities because I lived in one city and worked in another. And
how much commuting time did you have between the two?
40 minutes one way.
Not too bad.
It's great think time. You know, I dictated while I was there, and then my secretary could do all that sort of stuff. And it added about an hour and a half of my day that I could get things done because I just had too much to do. And I was president of a Rotary Club, and I was involved in a lot of other types of things. And it was just when Rotary was allowing women to come in, there were a few of us that joined, and so then. You know, a lot of things happened. But I did love what I did, but after Ashley, my daughter, came along, whose picture is in the magazine with me, it was more important for me to be home, and I never thought I would say that because I thought I would be bored. but I will tell you that doing what I did is easier than running a household with children. So my hat's off to women who stay home. And anybody who says to them, "Oh, you're just a housewife," I just want to strangle them because they have no clue.
I think the term that Tara McGuire introduced to me was domestic goddess.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's just, and I when Stacy travels and I'm here with the girls, there's a lot to, you know, it's not about managing; it's just keeping a home running in some sort of order.
Right.
And my hat goes off to every single mom out there, especially single moms who are tackling
exactly.
a full-time job and raising kids. And
single dads, too. I mean, they face same types of things. There's a great country music song out. I can't remember who it is. I think it's Rascal Flatts, but I'm not really sure. But it hits it right on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I was getting tired of some things, and one of the luxuries I did for myself, there are two things that I won't give up: someone to clean my house and someone to do my nails. I'll give up almost anything else except that. And so I was having my nails done one day, and because of my schedule, I'd have to go at 6:30 in the morning because that was the only time
wow.
it would take me. So you can tell how important it is to me because, as you know, I'm not a morning person. So I don't like to do anything before 9 or 10 o'clock anymore. So anyway, I was sitting there, and I saw this business card. No one had prospected me. I didn't even know about me, Ken. I saw this business card, but I was interested in health and taking care of your body. I've always been interested in that. My mom set a great example of that. And also, when my husband and I were dating, he had been married previously and had a daughter in that marriage. And when we started dating, she was 10, 11, I think. And she was diagnosed with leukemia then. And she died while we were dating.
Mm.
So I then, as he was, committed to find out how you can take care of yourself, because back then there was nothing. A bone marrow transplant back then was awful, and the quality of life after one was just not acceptable.
Sure.
And there were some things that weren't that were available. But, of course, they weren't allowed in the United States, so they had to travel to the Bahamas to get treatment.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just a really sad story, and it forever changed him.
Sure.
And of course it would. And so, you know, we've both been committed to doing things like that. And so anyway, I saw this logo, and at that time, you probably remember the gold embossed logo that had the family looking mm-hmm. around it with the mm-hmm. healthy body, mind, family, society, and spiritual, and all those things that we have. So I picked up that card. No one, it didn't belong to anybody in the salon. It belonged to somebody who was a customer.
They just left their business card there.
They did.
Wow.
Yeah, and for that purpose. And it worked. So I picked up the card. I called the person. I went over to their condo, and there were three people there, one of which was Rick Murphy. That's when he was back in, it was when he was here in Grand Rapids. And I think it was Rick's mom and dad, and I brought two guests.
Now, why on earth? Now, this is my curiosity gets the best of me on these things. Why on earth, just based on what you saw on that business card, did you bring two guests?
Well, one was my nail technician, and she was curious too, but nobody had ever taken the initiative to go to ask them about it. And she said, well, if you're going, then I'll go too. And I said, fine. She said, well, I have a friend that might want to go. That's just kind of what happened. But that's just kind of me. I you know, just do stuff. You know, I'm a kind of, you know, I'm the same way with what I wear. It doesn't have to be in style for me. If I like it, I wear it.
Jackie, you're a trendsetter, in other words, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but I just kind of do what I come to
my head. It's Michigan, for Pete's sake. I mean,
that's,
come on. It's
that's right.
Hollywood,
that's exactly
California.
Right. Yeah.
So you guys went to the, you know, was this an in-home then, or just kind of an informal get-together? Or?
Well, you would call it an in-home today, but back then there was no name for it.
Okay.
I mean, it was just, you had people over to your house, and mm-hmm. there were no, what existed was Dennis Williams' preview, mm-hmm. and they gave me a rollout, and they talked about the business, and that's one thing that Rick has always been about, is the business.
Yeah.
And that's been great training for us. So, and by the way, he'll be there on October 20th, too.
Okay.
His lovely wife, Paige, will be coming, so we'll be doing lots of great
business.
That's
right, and I think, I'm sure he's mentioned this, but he shared this with me, that Paige has actually recently decided to kind of take a break from the clothing industry, or kind of
right.
lay that aside, to pursue Royal Diamond at Rick's side.
Right.
And that's kind of an interesting thing. So
they're a great team, and she's a great asset for him, and they just complement
Absolutely.
Each other really well. And so we're looking forward to having both of them with us on the 20th, including Dr. Niger. That's going to be very exciting. But anyway, the business card spoke family to me.
Okay.
And being in the marketing and advertising and all that sort of stuff, maybe I saw something in it that other people might not have. I don't know that. But all I know is that I felt good when I looked at it. And I said to myself, this cannot be an American company. And I didn't know at the time. I had no clue. And it's not,
why
I don't mean that to be slamming American companies, but my experience in the corporate world at that time was that, and perhaps it was just the boss I had, but the indication throughout that company was they really weren't concerned about you and your family. They were concerned about getting as much as they could get out of you to further their profit, which I understand from a business perspective, but when you burn people out, it takes much more money to bring on a new person and retrain them
mm-hmm.
than if you would just take care of the people that you have,
right?
And if, assuming they're doing their job, then going out. Anyway, so it spoke to me. I went, and I took my husband with me the next week because he's a great business person, great business mind. And we signed up.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, there was the career pack, and I would have done what I did at that point in time. Of course, we didn't have the wellness home and all that sort of stuff. I would have done things a little bit differently, but hindsight is always wonderful.
Sure.
But that's how we got involved, and
when was that, Jackie?
You know, I'm not very good with keeping track of stuff like that. I think it was 1998,
mid-1998. So you've been at this a few years.
Right. And I didn't pursue it heavily in the beginning. I mean, I would always sponsor people and things like that, but I had just spent 25 years working 60 and 70 hours a week, And not having my vacation every year and thinking it's going to get better, it's going to get better, knowing full well that it wasn't going to get better. And then when my daughter came, she was already 8 by the time I found New Kent.
Okay, so you,
New Kent
you
found
kinda,
me. I should thank the Lord. I mean, obviously it wasn't me. It was
so
the good Lord doing that.
Pursuing the American dream, and you just said your daughter was 8 by the time New Kent came along. There was a big chunk of her life.
Right.
We're talking half of her childhood, you know, 8 out of 18 years that you kind of had missed.
Right.
So family being the hot spot, and by the way, what does your husband do for an occupation?
He's self-employed and has been self-employed for a long time. He used to work in the corporate world. He was an auditor for many years with Van Harris Per Forrester, and then he was also vice president and controller for Holiday Inns International for many years. He's just not a corporate guy. He doesn't like anyone telling him what to do.
Well, I don't.
Including me!
I don't know very many people that do enjoy that. So let's fast forward to today. When did you go gold?
A year and a half ago, 2 years ago? I'm not really sure.
Okay.
See, I don't keep track of that.
I understand. You know, and you've kind of had a resurgence as of lately, if I can use that word, where things have kind of, you know, surged forward. And you brought on a few people, first level, personally, and you kind of put Kalamazoo on the map of sorts, and you hosted a wonderful event last Saturday a week ago where you brought in a professional chef, and then you brought in Char Rogers as well to talk about nutrition, and I briefly spoke with her yesterday, and she said you had quite the crowd there and an incredible event. Now, were those numbers up from 3 months ago when you hosted the last Rhythm event?
I think we had about 20% more people.
Okay, fantastic.
And sometimes that has to do with availability, and sometimes people go to other events because they're going to be in that particular area, which is that's the beautiful thing about the Rhythm events. You can go to a Rhythm event and get the same information everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. They, like you said about the other ones, there may be some other different things, but the chef is a new front line of mine. My wife is a new front line of mine. And I really hadn't been pushing at the business. I mean, I've always been doing it. I've always been active. I've always been focused on business building. But I hadn't been pushing like I am now. And it's one of those things where you look back and say, gee, I wish I would have done it differently kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter was still in high school, and I was very active, as anybody can tell you. But my family came first.
Sure.
And I missed part of her early childhood. And the other thing we did was we decided that we were not going to put her in child care. We were going to have a live-in nanny. So we decided that that's how we were going to use some of our money instead of getting her up and taking her to child care. And it was not only for her, but for me too, because I couldn't get up early. I hate it. I am sorry. I don't like it. I've never liked it. I never will like it.
I'll let you on a little tip, something I'm trying to teach our 8-year-old that, you know, if you go to bed earlier, it's easier to get up earlier. But
well, I put myself through college being a server, and so my body clock doesn't function that way because I didn't get to bed till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning because I worked a night shift, and then I'd get up at 8 o'clock and go to school all day.
Oh, my goodness.
So I didn't have, back then, they didn't give scholarships if your parents made any money, but my parents couldn't afford to, you know, I think my dad made, like, I don't know, $5,000 a year or 10, you know, I mean, you know, that was nothing.
Right.
So
bring us up to speed. What's, as of lately, what's brought on the new passion, the new resurgence to kind of get things, you know, rocking and rolling?
Well, I've always had the passion. I wish I could tell you what caused it. I'm talking to people. I've always talked to people. More people are listening. More people are open, maybe. But some of these people I've been talking to on and off, and some of them come on. They only want to buy a product or two right now, and then maybe in a couple more months, or maybe they'll get on auto ship. But see, a long time ago, if they weren't business builders, we didn't really spend a lot of time with them.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't sponsor them. that was really not very smart on our part.
Yeah.
I mean, and so you learn. So there could have been a lot more people, but, you know, we'd sell them retail or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a learning experience for us. But I think people have always been able to tell that I really love this company. And I'm just geeked about the management team now. I mean,
Is that a verb or a noun? Or?
That's a Michigan term.
No. I heard Rick mention use that word once or twice. So there really wasn't a specific event that took place. You just all of a sudden realized that, okay, wait a second, we've got to get... And you have a formula that you mentioned a couple weeks ago when several of the Rhythm hosts were on the call, which, by the way, your comments and several of the rest of the folks that were on got Ann Bodak's attention, and she actually... You know, praise this call because of what we were doing and what you hosts out there were doing and what you were sharing on the call. And one of the things that you had talked about is that you really like to get face-to-face with people. And I know Sherry Dorsey mentioned the same thing, that it's great to call people, it's great to mail them an invitation or send them an email, but that face-to-face contact in introducing people to Neekin, why is that so important to you?
Well, I'm the type of person that I like to talk to people anyway. I love it when I have layovers in airports or I just like to watch people.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because of all of the years I was in public relations and I had to be up front and go to commission meetings and, you know, present and negotiate and all that sort of thing. So I've always liked that because I like to try to figure out what the other person's going to do, anticipate, and I'm pretty good at doing that. But I lost my train of thought here, which is typical. And it's not just Michigan related.
So it's a game to you then?
Well, no.
I mean, of course.
No. Well, it's not a game as far as in a negative sense. It's a test for me. Because when you can understand the other person or try to understand what would fit best in their life and you hit that,
mm-hmm.
they love it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I don't like to talk about me and my accomplishments, but I like to talk.
Sure.
I'm just, you know, you brought up, you know, that's bragging, you don't do that. So I don't promote myself, and I know Rick's always been in my case, you've got to do that more, you've got a great background and blah, blah, blah. That's just not, I'm not comfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm one of those people that I know how busy I am, even though I don't work a quote-unquote full-time job, I just do Neekin.
Mm-hmm.
When I get a lot of stuff in the mail, or I get things that someone just hands me and they don't take the time to talk to me, it's not a priority for me to look at it.
Sure.
So I take what is how I respond to something and I try to transcend that on how I talk with people. And I'm one of these people, if I call somebody and they don't return my phone call within a reasonable period of time, I'm offended. I mean, I know the Bible says we're not supposed to be offended, and I'm not offended in a negative way. It's discourteous.
Sure.
So I just try to treat people and do things for people the way I would like to do, which is a great Bible lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that works. I try to find out in conversation what's going on with them, and I can't do that if I just hand them something or send them something.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that I don't send them something. That may be a first contact, and then I'll just say I'll follow up later. But it varies, and some people prefer. I try to find out what they prefer to.
Mm-hmm. So it really does come down to building a relationship and a rapport, finding out what their hot button is, because you obviously, for you, just even a picture on a business card, find, you know, the aspect of family, which is something you had to sacrifice. I mean, of sorts, with your daughter for the first
right.
8 years.
Absolutely.
So that obviously, and you know, I don't think we promote the five pillars of health as much as we should. And Bob Richards has been pretty adamant at setting the example and saying, you know, the three things that separate this company that set Neekin apart from anything that's out there in the direct selling industry are business opportunity, our wellness home, and the five pillars of health.
I totally agree.
And if we can live balance with one another. You know, I have to sacrifice in exchange for me, you know, when I'm on the road, you know, my wife has to sleep with the fat man. And, you know, it's like, what's the trade-off? Well, the trade-off is, you know, when I'm home, I'm home. I'm a full-time stay-at-home dad.
Right.
But this is all I do. And
well, I don't think the five pillars says that you're never going to be away or you're never going to have to do this. And I think what it does is it helps people recognize that there needs to be balance and how it should be balanced. And it gives you the ability to say, ooh, I'm out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think the underlying theme is personally, because we don't all live a totally balanced life. In today's society, even if you're a stay-at-home person or you work for yourself, that's not always possible.
Sure.
Because kids have to go there, and I'm sure you have lots of things that your kids are involved in, and you've got family, and our generation is sandwich generation, where parents are not doing exactly health-wise often, and so you've got to focus there. And I mean, there's certain things in this business you just have to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jackie, what would you encourage or challenge people who are wellness consultants to live more of a life of balance?
I would say sit down and decide what's important to you.
Yeah.
Because nobody can decide that for you and then fit it into the five pillars of health, however it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because how I would do it may not be how someone else would do it, but ultimately we all have the same goal. We may just reach it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
let's talk about what you've done in the last few months. I think the actual number that Rick had shared with me a couple weeks ago on the phone is that you had personally sponsored in the last quarter 18 people. Now, whether or not that's entirely accurate or not is kind of irrelevant. However, it's still, you brought on a lot of people, first bubble. And what would you say is, beside what we've already talked about, what would you say was the key thing that really just kind of sparked you and said, okay, I got to bring people? Because we could say, well, you know, you're a goal, Jackie. You should be, you know, spending more time working with your team, working with your silvers, and enabling them. But at the same time, if we lead by example and we're bringing people on board, then our team will see that. What would you say to the wellness consultants who are out there saying, you know, I don't really know how to, or I don't know how to get started or get reignited to bringing more people on board?
If something that they're a little concerned and they're just find the upline in your organization that is actively building the business, not necessarily your sponsor, because my sponsor quit and I didn't want that individual to go on any three ways with me because he couldn't talk. He just happened to be my sponsor.
Sure.
So, you know, so find somebody who's actively building the business or someone in your area who will help you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether they're in your line or not, if they're willing to help you, they know that they can't, you know, sacrifice their own business, but if you just participate in what they're doing, you can absorb a lot. And if we're really, this is my opinion, if we're really doing our job as consultants, we will be open to that. Because when people succeed, everybody succeeds. The more people that people see succeeding in this business, and there are lots of them, the better off it is. And the other drive for me is I don't want to be gold anymore.
Sure.
And not that it isn't a great place to be, but I don't want to be there anymore. And I need to be platinum. I want to be platinum. I should be platinum. I deserve to be platinum, and I'm going to be platinum. Did I leave anything out there?
No, I think you covered it. Do you have more than three silvers first bubble at this point?
I do, and I have two people that are going for silver right now. And then, so that ought to put me there, and I've got one as a backup. So.
Okay, so you could very well be platinum by Cancun then.
That is the goal. That is the goal. And let me say something about goals. If somebody sets a goal and they miss it, if you can look yourself in the mirror and said you did everything possible, reset the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't beat yourself up. Don't spend a lot of time on it. Figure out what you did that you can do better and change that for the next time. But don't spend a lot of negative energy about, because that's not going to help anybody.
and the other thing, too, is Nikan has given us two beautiful ways to advance the silver. One is with the 20,000 and three first-level seniors, and, you know, in one calendar month. And if, you know, you fall short of that or don't quite hit the mark, well, regroup, figure out, mate, well, let's just spread it out over 2 months and utilize the four-month program, which isn't always a wonderful backup option. And so it's not about starting over. It's like, okay, well, we've, you know, got five seniors already in the organization. Let's go out and target three more and, you know, come up with the rest of the volume, and boom, it's done. And so many people have been able to beautifully take advantage of that. And really, it, you know, everybody's a winner.
That's true, and here's a perfect example. I'm a big pro one-month person.
Mm-hmm.
Because the excitement keeps going. Not that the excitement dwindles as much, but when you give people... human nature, if you have a paper due in school and it's not due till August 31st, then you might start on it August 22nd, you know, and this is not something you can wait on. And so I'm a big promoter of the 30-day plan, and as an absolute last resort, using the four-month program, it is nice that it's there because it's like a safety net, so to speak, but I don't encourage people to go in thinking that they have 4 months. Because if that's what they think, that's what they'll do.
Sure.
And I think I like to have to help people get there as quickly as they can.
Right.
With a good base.
Right. Well, one last thought here, Jackie. What would you, because again, you've been at this for 9 years. You're entering your 10-year tenure with, no pun intended.
We should have a party.
10 years with Nikan. There's a lot of folks out there, and being out and about the last week, traveling around on the East Coast, you come across people that they're saying, I met a wonderful couple, and I've forgotten their first name, the O'Shaughnessys, I believe is their last name, and this couple is well up there in years, and Alice was his name, and I can't remember his name now, or Alice was her name, and she told her husband on the way to the event in Cary, North Carolina, to the Rhythm event, she said, this is it. If we don't get fired up and get going with this thing, then this is it. And I mean, we're talking, I want to say late 70s, early 80s. And just
for them.
Beautiful couple, and I'm like, holy smokes, that just brings out more passion and desire in me, because if they can get this excited about what the opportunity we have, you know, what's my problem? What would you say to encourage the folks that are out there? They're saying, man, I've been at this so long, I really don't know if I, you know, I made it to silver and my group's kind of disappeared. But how do you get reignited?
Well, it depends on what, it depends on your why, and it depends on what you want. I and there may be people out there who disagree with this. You may disagree with this too. I believe we can only inspire people, but we cannot motivate people who don't want to be motivated.
Mm. Absolutely.
Motivation comes from within. You know, everybody goes to an event and everybody leaves excited, but the real test is what happens after that event is done and within the weeks following it. I can be inspired for 5 days or whatever, but what am I going to do with that inspiration afterwards? And if they continually don't do anything, I guess my thought is they don't really want it badly enough. And then they have to ask the question, what is it they do want?
Sure.
I mean, a lot of people talk about wanting to be free and wanting to have a business, but they'll give you every reason in the world why they can't come to an event or this or do this or whatever. Well, to me, is there is always a sacrifice for something that you want. Doesn't matter what it is, because there's only so much time. There's only so many things one individual can do. When you're working with a team, there's only so many things you can do. So you just have to decide what is it you truly want and be honest with yourself.
Sure.
And I think that's where some people aren't quite honest with themselves. The Royal Diamond sounds good, diamond sounds good, but they're not willing to do what it takes to get there. They say they want it, but they're not willing. So I guess my first thing is be honest with yourself about what it is you want. And be honest with yourself about what it is you're willing to do to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And find somebody who will help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I love the way that, you know, Brenda Hanley describes it, that your why, your desire, your passion, your why should make you cry.
Yeah.
If you don't have a passion about it, if it doesn't get you emotionally excited, try to pursue somebody else's dream, somebody else's why, and I want to be home with my family.
Exactly.
And if that passion and that desire is not strong enough, then, you know, it's just not going to cut it, because it'll just become, well, you know, I'll talk to this person this week, and maybe I'll try and talk to one person next week. It's that all-out massive action that we need to have on a regular basis, and lining up several people. And
The other thing that we have now, and people that are new don't understand this, but what the company does for us, tools-wise, marketing-wise, what they've laid at our feet, oh my gosh, it's a smorgasbord. It's incredible. It's incredible. I mean, if I had a statue of Bob Richards, I just worship it every day. It's kind of like, you know, I mean, I just love the guy.
I think they call that idolatry in the Bible.
Well, I'm not doing that. I'm just kidding. Not that far, but, you know, what Ann has done, just all of them together, and, you know, the people in the background, like Sarah White, and we just don't realize how hard those people work for us in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and some people do, but they want us to be successful.
Sure.
And they really work hard for us, and I just appreciate all of them so much.
Yeah. Well, and it really does. It gives us. It literally empowers us to do what we should be doing as wellness consultants.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, the things that I want a lot of stuff because of the things that I've done, but I'm getting awards for stuff that I should be doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what this business is about.
Right.
And is doing those things, and you know, I love my. I've got two sets of cookware now, and they just sent me another one and a bunch of flip pads and pins, and I'm ecstatic about
Daddy,
all of
what those. What did you do to get the free set of cookware?
There are two options. There are two recruiting opportunities in the quarterly incentives.
Mm-hmm.
One is you have to have sponsor X number of people, and they have to become at least senior, and then at least one of them has to sponsor another, at least one person, and you know, they can sponsor 10, but at least one of those people has to go silver, and you get a set of cookware. And I accomplished that, and then I also accomplished the other. My goal this month, last month I did the option number one, and I was recognized for that. I got that. And see, I'm the type of person that doesn't like to be pushed. Well, so-and-so's doing this, so you need to do that. And I don't like comparisons like that. I think it creates a negative incentive.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like comparing kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you have an only child, well, Susie does this, why can't you? And, well, every child's different. Don't do that.
Sure.
And I don't like that. So if somebody says, well, so-and-so's already platinum, you want them to beat you, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
If they get there before I do, that's fine. Because that will just turn me off.
Sure.
But I compete with myself. So last time when I won the one incentive award, I said, okay, now I want to win in two categories.
Mm.
And that was my personal goal to do. So I set things for myself.
Sure. And what's wonderful is that everybody else in your team needs to be a part of that and contribute to it, and it's a win-win scenario for everybody involved.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful example to what we have. Well, Jackie, I want to thank you for taking 45 minutes out of your morning.
Thank
and,
you.
And just lending not only your story, but the inspiration, the motivation that in your example of what you're providing. And because I know there's a lot of people out there that just, you know, how do we stay motivated? And it's really not a thing of a question about motivation. It's how do we keep that why in front of us? And if there are things that you don't have today that you really want to have, it's like what Greg Dalzesky finishes out the First Look DVD, that presentation, and I love it. I used it a lot this last week. Every wellness preview we did, we tried to work that in. It made it really, really simple to duplicate, but he said, you know, 5 years, you know, ago, if you could see yourself where you're at now, is this really where you envisioned yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is no, and there's some things that aren't part of it, then, well, we need to make some changes, and we need to up the game, turn up the volume a little bit. And you had mentioned, and this is something that I'll finish with, is that right now, again, we are 1 year into, well, a couple years into it, if you look at it, you know, I don't know if there's an exact date, but 2006, people started, the baby boomer generation, generation started turning 60.
Yes.
And there are more people. I cannot tell you how many, not only leads that we're getting from NECAN, but how much simpler it is because people are saying, wow. And I just got an email this last week that in the last 10 years, our amount of pain medication has nearly doubled, up 90% from where it was in 1996.
Yeah, we got that article in the newspaper here.
Yeah, huge, huge. And so, you know, and it averages out to 300 milligrams per person in this country per year that we're consuming. So, you know, people are looking for ways to deal with what they're dealing with physically. And at the same time, people are looking, you know, for ways to put a few extra shillings in their pocket every month. So what we need to do is, as you said so beautifully, Jackie, just get out there and ask the questions. Find out what their hot button is. You know, you look at the five pillars, break it down. Is it family, body, family, finances, society? What's their hot button? You know, in each spirit, it's going to be different. But we have the goods to deliver, and everybody can benefit from a wellness home. So,
may I add one more thought?
Absolutely.
For people who, and I've heard this in my own groups, I'm just afraid to talk to people, or I don't think I can do that. Everybody can talk to someone. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. And don't be harbored by that fear.
Mm.
Just do it.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, again, Jackie, thank you so much. Jackie Carter of Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Thank you.
Want to let everybody know, if you know somebody that could benefit from this interview, from what Jackie has shared, her great, keen insight and her story, jump on either Steve Crowfoot's website, and again, we put those in the email, or also it'll be available to purchase via CD in a few days' time from growinginwellness.com. And as you heard Brent at the beginning of the call, I did record it. And he also mentioned there's other resources that are available. Tom Beasley's story, Tom and Chad Beasley. Chad is actually playing football for, I can't remember what university it is, but Tom is a two-time NFL Super Bowl champion, is a platinum wellness consultant, and that story has been captured on DVD, beautifully done by the, and I don't remember the call letters for the TV station there in Harrisonburg, Virginia, but beautifully done and recorded, and that's available at growinginwellness.com. Next week, I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the call, next week, the Truax gang, Pat and Suzanne Truax, Platinums, I think they probably might have already pulled off Diamond by now.
Awesome,
more than likely
people.
They will have. Yeah, they talk about people who set the example and raised the bar, set the retailing award, you know, so many times for achieving that. But they've got, I think it's five or six of their team that have pulled off the performance bonus. And so here's brand new silvers and gold who are earning an extra, you know, several thousand dollars every quarter because they're taking advantage of that performance bonus. So they'll be with us next Saturday. And then, not getting too far ahead, September 8th, we'll have Ed Weems with us. And then on the 15th, Stacey and I's anniversary, we'll be gone, but Char Rogers will be covering for me. And she has lined up a whole mess of people who are going to be talking about the plant-based diet and some of their phenomenal results that they've had. So that's the next three-week lineup. So join us next Saturday with Pat and Truax and their team from Houston, Texas. So again, big thanks to Jackie Carter. And
thank
again,
you, Vance. Thank you for all you do.
No problem. My pleasure. www.growinginwellness.com. You can check out the recording there. So everybody have a fantastic weekend. Get your testimonies gathered up for the Osteo Dance. And if you have not taken advantage,